10% pay rise offered last week's not enough. The health secretary's urging talks to continue. It looks like Brits are choosing London as a destination for a staycation. A report's found many of us are choosing not to go abroad this year because of money worries. And says she had to deal with sickness in her first round match at the French Open. She's through to the second round where she'll meet defending champion Iga Swiatek. There were also wins for Katie Bolter and Jacob Fernley.
Capital weather.
Check the weather on Global Player, the official Capital app.
Bright early on in London, mostly cloudy with showers later and highs of 17. From Global's newsroom, Capital Reports, I'm David Dom.
This is Capital.
From Global.
Good morning.
Capital Breakfast.
With Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
Capital Breakfast.
Good morning, it's Capital Breakfast with Jordan, Chris and Sean, and welcome to a cheeky little four-day week.
Yeah, thank you.
Cheeky. It's half term this week. Good luck if you're having to sort of revise throughout it.
Oh, yeah.
That's long, isn't it? You know, when other people are on holiday and you're having to revise, it's still exam time. But if you do need a little distraction, I've seen something amazing that people are doing to kind of celebrate the end of exams. I need to tell you all about it before 8 a.m.
Okay, Sean, I need you next because I think you'll be perfect for the dilemma I've got. A, you're either going to laugh in my face, or B, you'll have some proper good advice.
Oh, what has happened?
You know, I've got the painter and decorators in the new house I'm moving in.
Yeah.
Something happened yesterday that I genuinely think could only happen to me. I'll tell you what it is next.
Where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. If Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me. Will make my mama proud. It's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl. I know she's gonna scream. God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl. And you dance at the club. Tennessee, oh Santa Monica, you've been too good to me. Won't make my mama proud. It's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl. I know she's gonna scream.
Station.
This is Capital.
Capital Breakfast.
You got a lot of nerve, don't you, baby? I only hit the curb cause you made me. You're telling all your friends that I'm crazy, like I'm the only one. Don't ask. something boring like you ain't guilty of something. Already lost the game that you've been running. Guess it's catching up to you.
Some help on Capital Breakfast, 6 minutes past seven. Yeah. Right, you ready to hear what happened? I said seven, really.
Six minutes past seven.
Ready to hear what happened yesterday?
Go on, let's hear it.
Right, okay. Genuinely think this could only happen to me. So Bank Holiday Monday, I thought I'll go and check on the new house, because obviously I'm moving in a few weeks and it's getting painted and decorated and we're getting new floors put in. Also forgot as well that my car's still not outside, so I had to walk there. I've still left my car in Henley. It's been over a week now.
Okay.
So I had to walk there, which was weird enough, took me longer. And get there, and there's a bloke in the living room. He's sorting old floors out. Said hello. He's like, yeah, it looks good. And he's talking to me in tradesman talk, and I'm like, yeah, it looks great. I don't know what he's saying. Go down to the kitchen, and there's a camp bed in there. I thought, that's odd, but then maybe he's got a bad back and needs a rest or a lie down. Then I noticed there's pans out and dishwashers aren't, fridges full of meat and sausage.
Stop it.
And I thought to myself, has he moved in? And then I thought, no, he's not moved in, don't be daft. He's probably just there to have an hour in his lunch break. It's, you know, it's hard work. Then I went upstairs. His wife's up there sweeping.
No, stop it.
And his two kids are on iPad. Sean, he's moved his family in.
You've got a squatter.
No,
my
I'm not even joking.
You have.
So I was just chatting to him. He went, yeah. He says, I'm just here because it's a big job. So I thought I'll just sleep here. I can get up and start and I can get it done quicker.
That old chestnut, eh, Chris?
Yeah, but there is some logic in that. I think that's quite cool and cool that he's willing to do that to get the job done. The family situation coming in is a slight curveball, isn't it?
She offered me a plate of pastries and everything.
Wait, you went to your house, she offered you food?
Yeah, she was sweeping me floors and kids were on iPads, you know, just nodding at me. I said, all right, lads.
It's just something, I mean, that's good. Who said goodbye? Like, who? Did they wrap it up?
Or? Yes. Did they kind of insinuate they needed you to leave your
house? Yeah, he showed me out my own house. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because he's got the key. So is this normal, like any painter and decorators listening? Do you move in on a big job? Is this, do you have a camp bed or is this just my luck? 0345 6000 958. Have you had this before, Chris?
I've never experienced it, but I think you're right to throw it out there because this might just be normal working practice. I don't know.
It could be. There's just something a bit fishy. In fact, the dishwasher's on, meat in the fridge. They've got a key. Have you got a spare key, by the way?
I've got a spare key, yeah, but it's just, it's my house, mate.
Is it, though?
Why is there a camp bed in my kitchen? It could only happen to me. Why has he got a camp bed in my kitchen? What is happening? Any painter and decorators, please do get in touch. Just my luck.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Capital Breakfast.
I was in a sheer dress the day that we met. We were both in a rush. We talked for a sec. You friended me up so we could connect. And what are the odds? You send me a text and now the next thing I know I'm like, manifest, that's your oversized. I digress, got me scrolling like, out of breath, got me going like, ooh, who's the cute boy with the white jacket and the thick accent? Like, ooh, maybe it's all in my head, but I bet we'd have really good backhand. So sweet when you're doing the things I said. Are you looking at me? I know what that means and I'm obsessed. Are you free next week? I bet we'd have really good camaraderie. Said you're not in my time zone, but you wanna be. Where art thou? Why not upon with me? See it in my mind, let's fulfill the prophecy. It's the cute guy with the wide blue eyes and the big bad night. Redundant, but I bet we'd have really good backhand. How you pick me up, pull the bells over your own home, it just makes sense. How you talk so sweet when you're doing bad things, that's backhand. How you looking at me, I know what that means and I'm obsessed. Are you free next week? I bet we'd have really good.
To me, Sabrina Carpenter and Bed Chem on Capital. So if you just joined us, I went to check on my house yesterday that I'm moving into in a few weeks. Painter and decorator's in there, and he's basically he's moved himself in. He's got a cam bed in my kitchen, and his wife and kids were there yesterday. My dishwasher running, and I've got a fridge full of food. And I've text saying, any painter and decorators listening, is this normal? Apparently not, no.
So hang on.
I've got a family living in my house, and I don't even know them.
Because you're between moving houses, to explain this. So you've just called in to see how
I just
it's,
popped in, see how they were going. Getting on.
Yeah. So you thought you'd see him sort of painting
it. Yeah, I knew they'd be there. They said they were working. And then I went in and there was a camp bed. I thought, that's odd. And then I went upstairs and his kids are on iPad in one of my bedrooms.
That's weird.
And his wife's sweeping the floor. And there's loads
does
of
she
people.
Think, does the wife think she's got a new home? Imagine if this is a massive long con.
What happens if they like squatters rights and all that? What happens in a few weeks? I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't stay. I've got to get kids off to school and stuff.
Yeah.
What if I'm like,
what if you go to open your front door? The locks have been changed.
Oh God, I'm living with this family.
I mean, there's loads of WhatsApps coming in. John just says, hell no. Rachel says, oh my God, of course that's not normal practice.
Is it not?
No.
Shanice says, that's insane. You'd have thought he'd asked or let you know. And he's moved his wife in. My mind's blown.
Some of the messages. Someone's texting saying, totally normal, Jordan. We did this when doing up Kate Garraway's house.
Oh, there you go. We'll ask Kate. What time's she on smooth? 10 o'clock, isn't she? Yeah. It's definitely not normal. It's pretty weird. Alan says, who's paying for electric? I tell you who's paying for electric, Alan. I am. Two iPads they had on. One of them were on charge as well.
Hey, do you know what I've thought as well?
Go on.
Half term. Those kids are going to have a lovely week in your place.
Oh, it's a week. Maybe it's a week long.
They'll have the run of the house.
This is a holiday.
This is an Airbnb, essentially.
They'll be running riot in my house, aren't they? Oh, I've got two kids now and everything. I've got a lot.
You've got a new family.
I'm going to have to start doing overtime.
She said, oh, hi, nice to meet you.
Capital Summertime Ball with Barclay Card.
Confirmed artist.
I'm Miles Smith.
Capital.
Lonely in this crowd, I sit alone. Oh. One more drink away from. Feel the night slipping by, oh, away from me. And oh, she caught my eye through the light, and she came right up to me. She said, oh, hi, nice to meet you tonight. Maybe we could go dance, get up off our feet. She said, this life ain't forever. One song here together, then let's play it on repeat. We can dance all night. We can dance in the morning light. Let's forget about our worries in the wild world outside. She said, oh, hi, nice to meet you tonight. Maybe we could.
our feet. We could dance all night. She took my hand and led me through the dark. Oh, she said, feel the beat, forget that broken heart. Slipping by, oh, away from me. And oh, I saw the light in her eyes. Glad she came right up to me. She said, oh, hi, nice to meet you tonight. Maybe we could go dance, get up off our feet. She said, this life is forever. One song here together, then let's play it on repeat. We could dance all night.
Hi, this is Calvin Harris.
My name is Capital Breakfast.
We take the night, our love real easy. And I know that you still wanna see me. On the Sunday morning music real loud. Let me love you while the moon is still out.
Kiss on Capital Breakfast with Jordan, Chris and Sean, where we're currently Googling squatters' rights because I've got a painter and decorator in my house at the moment. If you're just joining us, went to check on it yesterday and he's got a camp bed in there, moved his family, and I'm not even joking. Sean, does he have any rights then?
Right, well, I've just googled the UK squatters' rights, and it said, a person who occupies a property without the owner's permission for a continuous period can, under certain circumstances, acquire legal ownership of that property.
Oh, God.
And what's hilarious is this guy's doing it with his permission.
So it's even... He's absolutely got receipts, this bloke.
So he's basically going, can I have your house, please? Jordan's going, yeah.
Yeah, because you've been too nice. You've welbied it. You've absolutely...
Have you said anything to him
you've
about
over-promised.
The family situation?
No, I just said I ate kids. I gave him a Kinder Bueno and everything.
When you saw the kids and whatever, did he see your face look a bit shocked? Did he say, like, oh, apologies for the kids being here, we're just having a quick catch-up?
No, he just didn't say, oh, he just cracked on painting.
Right.
Yeah, well, this will rumble on.
Oh,
it's very
God,
exciting.
Have I adopted two kids? I've got
Uncle Jordan now.
Oh, God, I don't want kids. This is why I don't want, like, I do.
You've got them.
Day, but...
They're going to... Yeah. You know what? This will turn into one of those horror stories where you'll move in and they'll be, like, in the... They'll be in the, like, attic.
It's like a Lisa Jewell novel, this, isn't it?
It's great for the show.
This is fantastic.
So, I don't want kids. I've got enough going on.
Keep us updated. Right, let's keep this... let's keep this all moving. So I've seen this thing... it's a great way of celebrating your GCSEs if you're sort of in that time at the moment.
Yeah, because there's this break now of half term and then they all kick off again in June, don't they?
Exactly. So have a little think about that moment when you finish your exams. I've got the perfect way to do it. I'll tell you all about it next.
Capital Breakfast.
We
Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And eBay.
Get festival ready for less with pre-loved fashion.
When you switch to Virgin Media smooth, lightning-fast broadband, all you have to do is nothing. Zip. Zilch. Nil. Nada. Zero. Absolutely not.
Suddenly,
we handle everything for you. Virgin Media. See what you can do. Switch today at virginmedia.com. New customers, Virgin Fiber areas, subject to restrictions and credit check. No setup fee, online only. Terms apply.
This summer, an epic new musical arrives in London. Disney's Hercules. It's a wise-cracking, column-shaking adventure that classical civilization would have wanted. Book your tickets now and get ready for the hero who's here to rock the underworld. Disney's Hercules, coming to Theatre Royal Drury Lane this June.
The Virgin Atlantic Holiday Sale is now on. This is your sign to taste Jamaican jerk chicken so good it brings a tear to your eye. Catch a New York basement gig worth the 10-block detour. Or hit the dunes in Dubai and find sand in your pockets for weeks. Seize the sale. Book in-store or online at Virgin Atlantic Holidays. Selected routes. For T's and C's, visit virginatlantic.com.
Money Super 7, you've been saving people serious money, but they deserve even more. Can I count on you?
Always, boss. For a start, Money Supermarket give everyone a £15 reward just for switching their car insurance.
That's a very good start.
And that's on top of saving up to £486.
And when they keep on saving with us, we'll give them more and more rewards.
See how much you could save with Money Supermarket.
51% could save up to £486. Consumer intelligence, January 25. Rewards include gift cards, qualifying purchase with logged in account. 18 plus UK only. See site for T's and C's.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
The latest travel for London.
Yes. Capital.
An extra 20% off outlet prices. Oh, now you really can't miss this. Don't miss trying that dress in every colour. Oh, stop by that pizza place that's been calling out to you, then go back for desserts. Mm. Lastly, swing by your favourite designer brands. Yes, again. Our late night shopping event is back at MacArthur Glen Designer Outlet Ashford, 29th to the 30th of May, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Shop later, save bigger. Hurry, before it's over. Discounts on RRP.
Capital Travel Update.
Listen on the move with Global Player, the official Capital app.
Right then, David, go on, what's the latest on the roads?
Cheers, Jordan. Well, one lane is closed on the M23 southbound between the M25 and Junction 9 for Gatwick Airport, where there's a fuel spillage. It's very slow on the A12 southbound to the Green Man roundabout at Leytonstone because of a breakdown. On the trains, London Overground, the Weaver line's not running between Edmonton Green and Enfield Town. There are minor delays too between Edmonton Green and Bethnal Green, and Great Western trains are delayed between Redhill and Guildford. There's more in 20 minutes.
Hi, I'm Alex Warren.
Capital.
This is Capital Breakfast.
Oh, I think you know I will carry you home. Whether it's tonight or 55 years down the road. Oh, I know there's so many ways this could go. Don't want you to wonder, darling, I need you to know. We were talking to the sunset, throwing dreams against the wall. I know none of them are stuck yet, but I bet it on you, honey. Oh, I would risk it all. These days, these nights, I'm changing my mind is set on you. I'm not afraid to say it's true. Choose us every time. Oh, 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 were California dreaming. Our whole life fit in that car. Didn't have a bed to sleep in. We kept each other warm under a ceiling full of stars. These days, these nights, changing my mind, my mind. Set on you, I'm not afraid to say I do. Juice us every time. Oh, I hope you know I will carry you home, whether it's tonight or 55 years down the road.
I was in your sights. You got me alone. You found me. You found me. You found me. I guess you didn't care, and I guess I like that. And when I felt hard, you took a step back. Without me. Without me. Without me. And he's long gone when he's next to me. And I realize the blame is on me. Cause I knew you were trouble when you walked in. So shame on me now. Flew me to places I've never been. Till you put me down. Oh, I knew you were trouble when you walked in. You never loved me, or her, or anyone, or anything. Oh, yeah. I knew you were trouble when you walked in. So shame on me now. Flew me to places I've never been. So you put me down. Oh, I knew you were trouble when you walked in. Right, so shame on me now. Flew me to places I've never been.
Swift, I knew you were trouble on Capital Breakfast, 7:28. It's a Tuesday morning, even though it does feel like a Monday. It's Jordan, Chris and Sean here with you. 7:45 today, we're going to take on the Bong Man. He had a week of it last week. We're not happy. But I think he won pretty much every day when you look into the money.
Capital Breakfast.
Capital Breakfast.
With Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
Capital Breakfast.
Half term for most people at the moment as well, who are in the thick of it for GCSE exams. There's already been a load of maths and English ones, so this week it's all about revising, and less than a month until the final GCSE exams of the year.
Oh, yeah. And then, as you said before, Chris, then on to the greatest summer of your life.
God, it's so good. Do you remember that? Do you remember when you finished your GCSE, what you did?
Yeah, because we had a mate called Max who was doing pretty well. His family were, and he had a pool.
It's always a rich mate who had a pool, weren't there?
Max had this pool and we all piled into it in our school shirts, dived in. It was like some sort of like end of scene from Greece.
Oh, see, we just spent weeks chilling in Pinner Memorial Park, and I always remember it so vividly. Like, we'd all just hang out and the weather was amazing, stuff like that. And there was this little bowls green there.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly me and my mate, because we'd got a little bit bored because it was like so many weeks, we decided to sign up to the bowls club there.
Amazing. It was good. Amazing.
It was really good. But then everyone at the bowls club, because they'd never had like two 17-year-olds join me, went for, everyone there had to be CRB'd.
Oh,
which
no.
Which was a logistical nightmare for them.
It took a turn.
You know, apologies for that. But it was a great summer.
Absolutely ruined that ball team. Oh, God.
But right. If you are wondering how you're going to celebrate your exams, I have seen this trend that is happening at the moment. I really want to encourage it. And if you have done one of these, please send it to us on the show. I think we could feature these over the next few weeks. What is happening is people are doing their exams, they're leaving their exams, and doing what I can only describe as sort of post-match GCSE exam interviews. So the same type that you might get after a big sporting match, like a football match, you know, where the managers go up against a board and they're asked about their tactics for the game, that kind of thing.
Yeah, because it's always like a load of cliches, isn't it? Like, well, it was a game of two halves and we basically
It's exactly that. But students are leaving exams and they're mocking up these videos. They're really good. Do you want to hear one?
Yeah, I've seen these.
This is one I found. It's from a lad called George. If this is you, you are a genius. I just love that this is how you celebrate exams from here on in.
Thoughts on the game today, Red?
Well, I'll bring a bit of French into it. Comme-ci, comme-sat. You know, we got into those first few questions. They were all right, but those last six markers got a bit wishy-washy, and they say, leave the physics before the physics leaves you. The physics has indeed left me. Hard game, paper one, but we'll go again, paper two.
Great.
These could be good, couldn't they?
This is so good. You could do it in everyday life as well, couldn't you?
Yeah, like if you've had a busy day, maybe try it. Maybe we should do one after the show as well.
Yes, we'll do one after the show, a post-match debrief and interview, all three of us. We could have a water bottle, squirt in my face, maybe looking sweaty, that kind of thing. And you could do it after your shift if you're listening as well.
Yeah. Oh, imagine doing a post-match analysis after giving birth. That'd be a good one.
Oh, that'd be so good. Why didn't you do that?
I should have done. In hindsight, I was a little bit all over the shop, but it would have been funny. Yeah, pushed on through. Took a lot longer than we thought. Actually, went into extra time. It would be so funny.
Okay. Thank the backroom staff. They were vital today.
We'll do one after the show today. Definitely, it's a great idea.
Deep breath, big smile. It's been a while since I've been in a crowd like this. Stay off the wall. Don't think, just talk. Pray no one says a name I miss. I'm drunk here in the bathroom light. I'm checking my phone just one more time. In case you hit me with an on goodbye. And I fix myself up in the mirror and walk out with this beer. Even though they see me here, I'm not at this party. I'm back in your backseat. You're pulling it over. You just had to have me. I can't hear this music, cause I'm hearing you. You're pulling it over. You just had to have me. I can't hear this music, cause I'm hearing you yell. You're so in love with me, but right now you need to work on yourself.
Not at this party on Capital Breakfast. You know where we could do one of these pretend post-match interviews as well, don't you? After paddle.
Yes.
When we play paddle eventually together, we could do it there. Oh, so many times.
My brain was like, summertime ball. Yes, of course.
We
no,
could do it
paddle.
After summertime ball, of course, as well. I think doing it after a shift is very funny. We'll do it after our show today.
I think we should encourage people to maybe do this at some point this week, wherever you work.
Yeah, but if I do it after the shift today and then we put it out on socials, people know how needy I am.
Yeah, but I think if they listen regularly, they'll know.
No, but I want my life after the show. Is that all right? I thought it was a bit rubbish now. All right.
That's why we have to do this. It's great.
Do it.
Yeah.
Okay, will you be my wingman and do it?
Yeah.
Okay. Are we doing it topless? Obviously, just me and Chris.
Why topless?
Do you understand what we're talking about?
Yeah, it's what footballers do when they've done a post-match interview sometimes.
No, they're not normally topless.
Yeah, they are.
Are they?
And they're like sweating and then the mates come on and like throw water in the face.
Right, you can do it topless.
You do it topless.
You do your one.
And should we just keep our clothes on?
Should we just do a normal one, Chris?
Yes.
And then he can do his one.
Right, I'm doing a normal one then. If you're not doing it topless, I'm not doing
it
topless.
Why would we do it topless?
Because sometimes you see him. Like Declan Rice did one recently with his top off when he scored that free kick for Arsenal in Champions League.
Okay.
Right, and then Dec, what do you think? He's like, yeah, you know. And he was topless because he was saying the coach was telling him not to whip it in.
Pardon?
Right, now you've just made me sound weird. Here's Rihanna and Drake on Capital Breakfast.
Heard you good with them soft lips. Yeah, you know word of mouth. The square root of 69 is eight something, right? Cause I've been trying to work it out. Good white wine. I come alive in the nighttime. Yeah, okay, away we go. Only thing we have on is the radio. Oh, let it play. Say you gotta leave, but I know you wanna stay. You just waiting on the traffic jam to finish, girl. The things that we can do in 20 minutes, girl. Say my name, say my name. Wear it out. It's getting hot, crack a window, air it out. I could get you through a mighty long day. Soon as you go, the text that I write is gonna say,
and you've texted in saying, Jordan, darling, we already know how needy you are, don't worry. I'm not needy, I just need reassurance. That's needy, innit?
Yeah.
We are going to do our post-match interview after the show today, 10 o'clock, you'll see it on our socials. The Bong Man is on the way next.
Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And eBay.
Find the hottest festival fits for less.
Oh, I've been looking forward to this burger all day.
Tell me about it. So tasty.
Mum, where's Harry?
Who's Harry?
Our child.
Oh, yeah.
At Burger King, kids eat free between the 26th of May and the 1st of June, only on the BK app. So you can enjoy a moment's peace this school holiday. Just don't forget them. Get one free King Junior meal with one selected adult burger meal. Only available on the BK app at selected restaurants. Can't be used with other promotions. Full T&Cs at burgerking.co.uk/kids-offer.
The Virgin Atlantic Holiday Sale is now on. This is your sign
to taste Jamaican jerk chicken so good, it brings a tear to your eye. Catch a New York basement gig worth the 10-block detour. Or hit the dunes in Dubai and find sand in your pockets for weeks. Seize the sale. Book in store or online at Virgin Atlantic Holidays. Selected routes. For T's and C's, visit virginatlantic.com.
Have you seen TK Maxx lately? Weekend wardrobe, TK Maxx. Sunshine ready looks, TK Maxx. Something a little extra, TK Maxx. It's a head-to-toe in TK situation. Fresh, trending styles at up to 60% less than the RRP. Head in store or shop online now. There's no deal like a TK Maxx deal.
When you switch to Virgin Media smooth, lightning-fast broadband, all you have to do is nothing. Zip. Zilch. Nil. Nada. Zero. Absolutely naught. Suddenly, we handle everything for you. Virgin Media. See what you can do. Switch today at virginmedia.com. New customers. Virgin Fiber areas subject to restrictions and credit check. No setup fee. Online only. Terms apply.
Why do I race for life? For my biggest cheerleader, the best strawberry pancake maker, my fave hair braider and matching PJ buddy, the most forgetful person I know, but the one who makes me feel so happy and calm. She ran with me in her tummy, with me in the pushchair, and now with me by her side. My mom's name is Crystal, and I'm racing for her.
No matter how cancer affects us, life is worth racing for. Join your local event at raceforlife.org by the 2nd of June to get 30% off entry in partnership with headline sponsor Standard Life.
The latest travel for London.
Yes. Capital.
An extra 20% off outlet prices. Oh, now you really can't miss this. Don't miss trying that dress in every colour. Oh, stop by that pizza place that's been calling out to you, then go back for desserts. Lastly, swing by your favourite designer brands. Yes, again. Our late night shopping event is back at MacArthur Glen Designer Outlet Ashford, 29th to 30th of May, 10am to 10pm. Shop later, save bigger. Hurry, before it's over. Discounts on RRP.
Capital Travel Update.
Take us with you with Global Player, the official Capital app.
Right then, David, go on, what's the latest on the roads?
Well, Jordan, one lane is closed on the M23 southbound between the M25 and Junction 9 for Gatwick Airport because of a fuel spillage. It's queuing now on the A13 westbound to the Pitsea flyover because of an accident. It's also very slow on the A12 southbound to the Green Man roundabout at Leytonstone because of a breakdown. And on the trains this morning, there are still issues on the Weaver line on the London Overground. That's because of an overhead wire problem. More in 30 minutes.
Summertime Ball with Barclaycard. Confirmed artist.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Benson Moon.
This is the biggest show I've ever played. Thank you, Summertime Ball.
Capital.
I'm sorry I'm here for someone else, but it's good to see your face. And I really hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing well. Outside of town, left the phone a little bitter, but it's cool for now. Far from perfect for each other, but we're working it out, I suppose. Now I'm waiting at the diner looking traumatized, 'cause you walk up to the table with an order of fries. And I know you, yes I know you, it's to love you. And I said, I'm sorry I'm here for someone else. It's good to see your face, and I really hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing well. I'm sorry I'm here for someone else. I wish that I could stay and talk at the bar all by ourselves, but I'm here for someone else. When she finally walks into the restaurant, hate to say it, I'm sorry you're here.
all by ourselves, but I'm here for someone else. I'm still in love with you. I'm going out of my mind. I couldn't take it anymore. I was already running for the kitchen doors. You were always the one I should have waited for. I can't lose you again and again and again and again.
Should we keep the party going?
Send it out.
London's number one hit music station.
Let's go.
Here on Capital.
Oh, I leave quite an impression. 5 feet to be exact. You're wondering why half his clothes went missing. My body's where they're at. Now I'm gone, but you're still laying next to me. 1 degree of separation.
Breakfast, and he is back after a bank holiday weekend of sitting in his cave and snarling. He's ready today to take you on
Capital Breakfast Bomb Game.
This is the Bomb Game, where we will offer you ever increasing amounts of money. All you've got to do to win is shout stop before you hear this sound.
Yes, of course, the sound you need to avoid is the sound of the bong, because we want you to walk away with money. It all gets very tense around the bong game, doesn't it? Poor Shani here has just spilt orange juice all over her trousers.
Oh, yeah, that was just a bad start. I hope it's not a bad omen. I've got white trousers on. I can't be trusted.
Oh, no, you're doing this morning,
I know, I'm going to look a mess.
Oh, no!
Anyway, on the line, hoping to beat the bong man, and hopefully this isn't a sign of bad omens, is Nathan in North London. Morning, Nathan.
Morning.
You've just finished the night shift, Nathan. What do you do?
Working a supermarket in the warehouse.
Okay. Overnight, fair enough. I used to do that. It's a bit better pay, though, if you do the overnight hours, isn't it? You get paid a bit more.
You get a little bit extra,
Nice. Have you got to deal with any ghosts or anything?
No. A few little, like, four-legged friends every now and again.
Oh, no.
It's true that.
Especially in the yard.
When you do night shifts, there's always someone that says, you know, that corridor there is haunted and stuff, don't you? People always say it. I used to work at a radio station that everyone said was haunted.
But only ever at night.
Well, you're not going to see one on a Tuesday afternoon, are you? It's when ghosts don't come out. All right then, Nathan. Remember, you've just got to shout stop before you hear the bong. Can we hear best practice stop in 3, 2, 1?
Stop.
There you go. Best of luck. Here we go.
And £59. £721. £933. £993. £1,420. £1,833.
Stop.
Go on!
Yay! Yay! Come
Nathan.
On!
Go on, mate. Congratulations. Hey, take this on. You've just won £1,833.
Oh, that's brilliant. Thanks. That's really good. Go towards the holiday.
There you go, mate. Well, stay there. We need to find out if you shouted stop at the right time. We'll get another track on and see if we could have won more money next.
Hi, Capital. It's Jessie J.
Capital.
You write it till the wheels fall off. It's true. You show me how to live it up. I love the way you find your happy. I'm watching you glow, baby, show it off. Yeah, you. You take the pain and turn it to deep love. You taught me how to turn it around and kiss away the.
This morning, where Nathan from North London has just won himself £1,833. Nathan, you said you're going to spend it on an holiday. Where are you thinking? We'd like to know.
We're already going to Rimini in Italy, so that's a bit extra spending money in that.
Oh, yeah, that would just. It means you can go for like a real fancy dinner.
Yeah, you can bring home some nice olive oil as well.
Oh, don't you do that. It's at the airport.
Yeah, get a nice one.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if you shouted stop at the right time. Could you have won yourself more money? Let's get back into it.
£2,010. £2,500.
Oh! Not a bad one. You could have walked away with 2,500. You happy with that?
Yeah, happy. 18's like good anyway, so isn't it?
Yeah, it's close enough. Close enough.
A few more bowls of spaghetti.
Yeah. Exactly. I'll do spaghetti out in Italy. If you think you can take on the bong, get yourself to Global Player. It's the official Capital app, and we're playing again at 7:45 tomorrow morning.
Capital with Jordan North, Chris Stark, and Sean Welby.
And eBay.
Find pre-loved fashion to create your festival look.
It's the summer of loving long days, warm nights and all things that sizzle. Like M&S best ever Cherrywood smoked pork shoulder posh dogs, 100% British beef smashed burgers and hot and smoky Nduja king prawn skewers. Stop it, M&S. You'll have to pry me away from the barbecue with a spatula. This is not just food. This is summer loving M&S food. Subject to availability. T's and C's apply.
Ever wish your brain had a psychic that could help turn this entire week into pure gold with just a blink of your eyes? Whilst we can't promise that, Baroque Mind contains vitamin B5 to support mental performance, iron to support energy release, and is enriched with Spanish sage extract. Find it now at major retailers in two zingy flavors, citrus and berry. Just drop fizz and enjoy. Your mind's the hero. We're just the psychic. Baroque Mind.
The Steakhouse Stack, with two layers of delicious beef, crispy onions and peppercorn sauce. It's the kind of McDonald's you take photos of to put pride of place on the mantelpiece. Sure, you'll need to make room, but you remember what your wedding day looked like? The Steakhouse Stack. It's McDonald's, and then some. Available until the 17th of June. Serve from 11 a.m. Subject to availability. Participating restaurants only.
Hello, Britain. Olivia Colman here. Some very serious accusations have been made recently suggesting that I'm somehow involved in a nefarious plot to steal delicious Warburton's crumpets. I mean, seriously.
As if I have time to meticulously plan a crumpet heist.
The likes of which you just have to admire from a logistical standpoint. Anyway, I can't even eat crumpets because, as everyone knows, the butter doesn't melt in my mouth. Warburton's crumpets, a national pleasure.
Right, let's go get them in the barn and we'll get them all fed.
What's that? A UFO here in my field? What the... Right, pass me my stick.
It's not a UFO, mate. It's Brian.
Hey? Eh?
He's got a brand new phone from 3 and he's glowing.
Well, the universe is certainly full of surprises.
Visit 3.co.uk and glow with anytime upgrades. Glow with 3.
It's just another day on the farm.
Upgrade to same or higher airtime plan plus new device after 90 days and we'll waive airtime early upgrade fee. Terms apply.
The latest news. Next. Capital.
Barclays ready-made investments. The clue's in the name. Not Barclays where do I begin investments. You can start from £50. That's why they're not difficult to get started investments either. And you can choose your risk level. So they're hardly in at the deep end investments. So if you've got savings and you want to help grow your money over 5 years or more, then search Barclays Ready Made Investments. Make money work for you. Investing is not for everyone. The value of investments can fall as well as rise, and you may get back less than you invest. T's and C's apply.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Capital.
This is Capital.
From Global's newsroom at 8, a child is one of three people with serious injuries after a car was driven into a crowd at Liverpool's Premier League trophy parade. Dozens of people were injured, with 27 taken to hospital. Capital's Liam Gottings in the city centre.
Broken glass, beer bottles, abandoned bikes and e-scooters scattered all over the street. Officers line the street from top to bottom and a huge blue and white forensics tent sits in the middle. Police continue their investigation.
A 53-year-old man has been arrested arrested. Jenny Sims from Merseyside Police says they're not looking for anyone else.
What I can tell you is that we believe this to be an isolated incident. The incident is not being treated as terrorism.
The Prime Minister says emergency services show remarkable bravery. Thousands of apprenticeships and training opportunities are being promised by the government. Ministers say it's part of plans to invest in skills for under 21s. It includes opportunities to work in things like engineering and healthcare. It's claimed Donald Trump's tariffs are stopping people from taking trips to America. A report's found many of us are choosing staycations this year, with London and Edinburgh the top choices. And Katie Bolter is through to the second round of the French Open tennis for the first time. Emma Raducanu and Jacob Fernley also won their first round matches.
Capital weather. Keep up to date on Global Player, the official Capital app.
Bright early on in London, mostly cloudy with showers later and highs of 17. From Global's newsroom, Capital Reports, I'm David Dom.
This is Capital.
From Global.
Capital Breakfast.
Capital Breakfast with Jordan North, Chris Stark, and Sean Welby.
Capital Breakfast. Right then, here we are, 8 o'clock on your Tuesday morning. It's Capital Breakfast with me, Jordan North, Chris Stark, and Sean Welby. Thank you for choosing us as your breakfast show this morning, and we would like to send all our love to everybody in Liverpool as well.
Yeah, absolutely. If you do want to get in touch with the show this morning, and we encourage this as well, send us a little message. Why not? Come say hi. 0345 6000 958 is our WhatsApp number. Yeah, just come get involved.
Join the chat. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sort of all over the place right now. My head's gone. I've just remembered what I'm doing after the show today. You know that thing that you two can't do? I don't know if you've remembered this. I'm doing the greatest thing of all time. Any sort of millennial will appreciate who I'm going to interview. We need to talk about it next. Capital Breakfast. The way we move, skin on skin. No separation, need no conversation, nah, nah, nah. On everything, it's automatic going civil to a high, nah, nah. Right, and wishing the wheels are falling off. Time is ticking, it's ticking you too long. Right before I decide to go.
Till I run away, dead and buried. Till I
Billie Eilish and Birds of a Feather on Capital Breakfast. Tracy says, morning, guys. Lovely surprise. Few people are saying this today. I didn't think you was on today because it's half term. It's wonderful that you are. And we listen every day. Thank you. And Jordan and Dean wanting a shout out the electricians on their way down to Paisley. Say, big fan of the show.
Thank you very much.
It's Tuesday morning. It's Capital Breakfast. It's Jordan, Chris and Sean. Right, go on, Sean. Tell everyone who you're meeting today. I'm gutted about that. How's this happened, Chris? How have we let this happen?
Well, you two are so busy doing your other, swanning off doing your podcast and whatever else you do. No, it's one of those situations where, you know what, I took one for the team, guys. I'll step in, I'll do this. So
I can't believe
I'm saying this
without us.
This is so epic. So today after the show, I am meeting actual Jackie Chan.
No!
There's not many people I've had on my sort of bucket list of people I'd love to meet. And I didn't think I'd ever meet someone like Jackie Chan in my life. I can't get over it.
I hope he's lovely, because I grew up watching his films, Rush Hour.
Shanghai Nights.
Yeah, they're so funny. It's the one with the tuxedo that's special powers.
Don't know. What?
I think it's called The Tuxedo.
Oh, yes, there is a film called The Tuxedo. Yes,
I think it's called that, and it has special powers, and it makes you be able to, like, he's a driver by day, and then you put this tuxedo on, and you can fight really good in it. It's a class film.
He is a legend, you're right. But also, I know how excited you are about meeting Jackie Chan as well.
Yeah, I can't explain it. Some people, you feel like it's a movie. A bit like when we met Al Pacino. Not Al Pacino.
Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro, yes.
You're getting your De Niros and your Al Pacinos mixed up now, Sean.
Are you sure you're going to be all right here?
But yeah, so you might have seen, because there's a new Karate Kid movie. Have you seen this? Karate Kid Legends?
Mm-hmm.
So that's out in cinemas. It looks epic because it's got the original Karate Kid in it. So, do you know Ralph Macchio, his name is?
Mm-hmm.
He played Daniel in the 80s film.
Yeah.
So it's called Legends because it's almost the universe of Karate Kid here.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Because you've got Jackie Chan, who was in the Jaden Smith one. You've got Mr. Miyagi from the original one. He's got like a very clever sort of CGI appearance in this one. It's just really well done for all generations.
Okay, what are you going to ask him? What are you going to talk about?
Well, obviously about the film, about some of his stunts. I want to hear about some of his injuries. But I did think if you guys want to chip in with any ideas.
Yeah, did I read somewhere, I think he's a Man City fan. Just on the football
thing. Talking to him about football.
Yeah, go on, ask him about 40. But is that,
I don't know, it's one of those that I think Man City have a lot of famous people that support them. I don't know if you could maybe offer him, what about Watford?
Or Burnley.
What, so you want me, right, I've got Jackie Chan in front of me.
Don't just jump on my idea now.
No, that's not fair. You can't ask him about Watford and not Burnley. Right, ask him about...
Offer him Watford first.
What do you mean offer him? As if I'm going and negotiating what team he's going to buy.
I think I can speak on their behalf, it's fine.
I've got a spare top knocking around here, actually, a Burnley one, so you offer him that, last season's one, see if he likes it, like I did with Snoop Dogg. There we go.
Right, I've got a martial arts legend in front of me. You want me to talk about Burnley and Watford?
Yeah.
Right, well, I'm not doing that, obviously.
No, you can't you? You can see if he likes Forest as well.
Here's what we could do. Here's an idea. Sorry if this isn't what you planned.
Go on.
Here's what we could do. We each get a football shirt from respective teams. So you could have a Burnley shirt, Watford shirt, and just see which one he gravitates to.
See which he picks. Like that octopus at the World Cup. You know, when he picks it.
Yeah. In fact, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get Chan printed on the back.
Okay, right.
You're going to be able to get that done in a few hours?
Yeah.
But, oh God.